Hey guys, yeah, it's your girl. Okay, good morning, guys. Wow, it's been like forever, right? I've just been kind of like MIA, Abby. But really, it's not my fault, you know. I've been really. Okay, I know some people will not believe me, but truly, I've really had some really crazy weekends and I've really been busy with some other things, you know, work and stuff. But hey guys, how you doing? Ain't me ba woni yo shewa eh lelelelelelelele shewa. Okay, for those who don't know this song, I'm sorry. Please just go and watch Wedding Party. You understand? Hey guys, I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's an amazing morning. It's a beautiful morning. The weather is cool. I mean, this heat, I don't even understand. It will rain, it will be as if water did not even touch the ground. It's as if something just was just in between the sky and the ground that is just collecting the water, because you'd be like, but it just rained now and everywhere is still very hot. Like, you can't even do your makeup, as in aspargello, can't even do your makeup, girl cannot even shine. Like, I mean, because of this heat. Anyway, the weather this morning is actually really great. It's really nice. It's not too hot and it's not cold either. It's just really nice, you know. It's not warm. Okay, whatever, in between warm and cold and hot, you guys already know what I'm saying. So yeah, okay, something really happened to me yesterday. I mean, okay, fine, Lagos has drama, like a lot of drama, as in fact my friend even suggested that I should start writing all my experiences about Lagos drivers, Lagos bus conductors and everything. I should start writing it in a journal. And I'm like, okay, I think I'll start doing that. But really, I should really talk about this one that happened to me yesterday. Like, really, Lagos bus conductors, they really need to chill. They really need to calm down. Like, this thing has been happening to me for some time now, but you know, I'll just let it go. But yesterday's one was just like, egg bam, what was all this? So yesterday, I was coming back from work. I was really tired, so I just wanted to get home and sleep. So I took a bus from Iyanaworu. For those who know Lagos very well, took a bus from Iyanaworu. I was coming to tollgate. So this thing always happens when I don't have my 100 naira change with me, because I don't just like having any wahala with all those bus conductors. They just have wahala. Like, it's just as if there's something in them that is trouble. So they're always looking for something that will just ignite that trouble. I mean, I don't want wahala. So there's most times when I give them maybe 200 naira or 500 naira, they always say they don't have change. And I will keep shouting, "Oh God, give me my change all the way from Iyanaworu until we get to tollgate. When I get to tollgate, they like doing all this marriage, all this union that I don't know. They will share, marry you with another person, join you with another person. So even if you don't intend to buy anything, they will make you spend that money that you don't even intend spending. And the other person will be telling you, "Myself, I know they buy anything. Auntie, I beg, give my change." So you are drawn between buying something and not buying something. So most times, I just end up buying something just to give the other person their change and just avoid trouble. So it has always happened like that, and I don't like shouting inside the bus, "Okay, give my change. There's a way it makes me feel like, why do I have to shout my change in the bus? Like, I mean, I'm a fine girl with all this makeup and with all this dressing and with all this fineness. You're not be making me shout for 100 naira change. It's embarrassing. What if my future husband is in that bus? What if my future husband is just somewhere around? I mean, it's just so, it's not nice. Anyway, so that's how I used to do. This bus conductor, I gave him 200 naira. He's been telling everybody he doesn't have change. And what they do most times is that they settle the person that is dropping before you. They settle the person first, so that by the time they get to your bus stop, they would have carried other passengers that probably have change, and then use that to pay you. So this guy yesterday, I was even like on my phone. I was so tired. Like I said, I just wanted to go and see. When I come, you know, that's how I've been telling the guy, "Give me my change." He said he doesn't have change. So when he said he didn't have change, I didn't really see the need to still be asking him for change. So when some new set of people entered the bus, they were going to beg her. I think one of them gave him 100 naira. So I was like, "Oga, that's 100 naira. Give me my change." He didn't answer. I still didn't see anything. As per is your money. If you like, you give me change. If you like, you give me change. I can't shout. I don't have energy. That's how there's this other girl that also wanted to collect change. She too, she has been shouting, oh, God, my 100 naira, my 100 naira, my 100 naira. So I got to toll gate, sha. This guy started calling passengers into the bus. So I had to alight. The other girl also alighted. So he gave the other girl a change. So I was not looking for him. I was like, ah, Oga, where you did? Oga, give me my 100 naira. That's what the guy said. He's not owing me 100 naira. The person is owing 100 naira. He has given her change now. I was like, ah. Even this babe that you gave change, I entered the bus before her. And you're telling me you're not owing me change. Okay, you're owing me change. Give me my money. Okay, I said he's not owing me change, yo. That was that nonsense. That why would I be lying that he's owing me change? That he... Okay, let me say it exactly the way he said it. I go slap you now. I go woe you. I go beat you. Eh? Egg by me. What's going on? Am I dreaming? On top my own money. Like, on top my own money. This guy is telling me he will slap me. Oga, you decrease. Ah, that's how me self I changed it to. Oga, forget all this nonsense that I've been doing, that I've been quiet since. Give me my change. That's how I went to meet the driver. Beat his boss. Bah, bah, bah. Oga, tell your conductor to give me my change. If he doesn't want trouble, tell him to give me my change. That's all that nonsense. That's how Isha said you slap him. There's another agbero that wanted to collect 100 naira from him. He said he will slap that one too. That he's not giving that one money. I was like, Oga, just slap me. I think I'll beg you. Slap me, oh. On top of my own money, you won't slap me. I don't even know where that energy came from. I was just like, Oga, slap me. But in my mind, of mind, I'm like, daddy, will slap you. Forget that. But really, I was like, why would you even say you will slap me? My money, you owe me, man. You owe me 100 naira. And you're saying you'll slap me on top of my money. Like, this is just the height. Like, are you okay? So there was another lady beside me that was like, ah, auntie, collect your money. Now so that they do, I ain't go slap you. Ah, when you know they mad. Funny enough, this guy had 100 naira all along. But he had been making me shout all the way from Yano Roof. 100 naira. Finally, Sha gave me my change. I was like, why do these bus conductors do this thing? Like, they will have change. They will make you shout for your change, for your money. Until you drop, they have the change, but they will not give you. There are some of them that truly they don't have the change, and they try as much as possible to tell you in a polite manner that they don't have change. But there are some of them that they will be owing you and they will still be shouting at you. They will telling you they don't have change, and if you were the one that didn't give them the money, my sister, my brother, they could not change that for you for inside the bus. They would have abused your mother, your father, your entire generation, even the unborn generation safe. They would have abused the person, like. Now you've paid, let them give you change. No, they will not give you change. See, in this Lagos, all I'm going to say is that all of us in this Lagos, fine, there are times that I feel like, oh, we need to chill, like everybody's tired and everybody's trying to take out their anger on the other person. But really, when it's time to talk, please let's talk. Like me now, like when I feel like I'm being cheated in this Lagos, I talk. I don't just keep quiet. Because in this Lagos, if you keep quiet, then things will keep going the way it is and they will keep cheating you. They will rob you right in your presence. You won't know. So, these bus conductors, some of them are okay. They are nice. Some of them don't have wala. While some of them, something they worry them for head. They don't deal right at all. So, fine. It's okay for you to say, oh, I will not come down to their level. But there are times that you need to trash it out to them and tell them, Oga, see, for they say I wear shirts, I carry bag, I do makeup, I go change them for you. Give me my money. So to cut the long story short, Sha, the guy did not slap me. He did not slap me. But really, Lagos bus conductors need to calm down. They need to chill because the day they will meet their equal. I hope I'll be in the bus that day so that I can experience how they are going to be given the beating of their life. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to my Lagos Bus Squad. Don't worry, this is not going to be the last one. I'm going to keep updating you guys on my Lagos Bus Squad. Okay, ciao, bye.